Good evening. Today is Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. The time is 6:02. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a roll call?
Mr. Borelli?
Here.
Mr. Borelli?
Here, present.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
Present.
I'm having trouble here. Mr. Maine is out.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright.
Present.
Ms. Pirelli Silkoff.
Present.
Louise, are you still there?
Ms. Patel? Mr. Silkoff?
Here.
Ms. Simon?
Present.
Ms. Wobno?
Present.
Okay, the record should reflect we have 9 members present, so you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Item number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adopta of the agenda. None. This is a special meeting. Item number 5, public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anyone from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number 6, financial update, finance director, review of the 2026-2027 budget submissions.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Brian Hall, the finance director for here at the City of Derby.
Good evening.
We are going to kind of go through some of the initial 26-27 budget submissions. These would have been everything that was submitted and asked for by all of the directors, as well as my best efforts to get a first pass at some of the other expenses that are not driven by some of the directors, you know, things like healthcare benefits, a lot of our utility costs, and many of these other items that that I'm responsible for budgeting for. I want to start at a real high level with the summary sheet that came around at the end, kind of last minute. I just want to really level set everybody overall what we're talking about before we get too much in the weeds. There's a lot of updates that we want to make this budget season to simplify a lot of the our budget as far as the number of departments, the number of object codes. A lot of our past auditors have made recommendations as far as netting out some of our items that are in both revenue and expenses and should just be offset. You know, while I enjoy and like that visibility, you know, you can make sure that they're on both sides. They do end up getting netted out at the end during the audit, and it just kind of creates a little bit more issues when it comes to the audit. And at the end of the day, we should probably just get this done the right way. Now, I've tried to keep it as clean as possible these past couple of years, just so there was really, you know, we could focus on the numbers, get our feet under us, and get things going in the right direction. Not now that we've done that, I think it's a good opportunity to clean up a lot of what's going on. But when you do that, it can be very confusing by certain departments. They may look up, they may look down, and what's really going on. So I thought, really, let me start overall so that folks know in general what's going on. So even though the overall number of 52.9 million was last year's budget, and now we're at, call it 51.375, down 1.5, we're not actually down 1.5 million of expenses, right? So this is where we now got to talk about some of these revenue and expense items. We haven't shown the revenue here yet. We're going to do that probably the next time when the mayor sees it. But it is important to bring this up because I don't want you to just see one half of the equation with some of these things. The main items where we've historically budgeted both the revenue and the expense is with our WPCA bond payments. So now what we're going to do is we're going to net those out. They're not going to be in the revenues, and now they're no longer going to be in the expenses. So I've highlighted that as an item that needs to be normalized, if you will. The other piece is the medical expense reduction for employee cost share. So every employee in the city take as a portion taken out of their paycheck to go toward medical expenses. That portion, which is about 1.4 million, has historically been in the revenue and not as a expense offset. Again, it's not revenue, and we need to clean that up. So we've now moved it as an expense offset going forward in the proposed budget. The last major item is town aid grant increase. I know this has been a problem, really, when you're looking at the numbers this year. You see the highway department spending a lot more money. You say, oh, man, they're over budget. But the reality is they got more grant aid from the state, and therefore it's, again, in the revenue and in the expenses. So for this one, we've left the revenue and the expense in there because it's grant money. But the increase in this budget is not a real increase, in my opinion, because, again, you've got more revenue now to offset it. So if let's say we make everything apples to apples, and you were to adjust both sets of the budgets, you'd be comparing 51.6 million of last year's budget to 52.7 million. So about $1.5 million up, which is 2%. Okay. Now that's around inflation. I mean, 1 to 2% is probably our goal, and as good as it's going to get when it comes to trying to manage expenses. You know, we had some one-offs last year with changing the health plan that really helped us keep things flat for a year. But, you know, that's a one-time kind of pickup. After that, now you're beholden to whatever the increases that the state's going to pass on now that we've moved to the state partnership health plan. And that will bring us down to the next set of items, which is the major expense driver. So where did this $1.5 million, you know, where is it coming from? And there's some other pluses and minuses, but really it's three big buckets. It's the initial ask by the Board of Education. Again, this is their initial ask. The mayor has yet to receive an official budget review. He hasn't weighed in on this one yet, but this is the increase that they asked for, $366,000. Employee benefits. So this is really where the healthcare is going to kick in. The guidance from the state was 13.5% increase year on year. So that's driving the almost $500,000 of increase year on year budget. And, you know, and the last piece is the sanitation contract. This is the last year of it. But, you know, contractually, we have to pay about $107,000 more than we did the previous year. So, you know, 970 of the million 050 is these three items by themselves. Okay. So, you know, as we start going through the rest of the budget items and the departments, like you said, you'll see some geography. You know, you might start to get a little confused. Is it up? Is it down? But at the end of the day, that's the story, right? We're up, going to be up a little over $1 million right now. And these are the three main items. And like I said, there's other pieces that are a little bit better and some are worse. And we'll talk through those as I go through the department detail. But at a real high level, that's what we're talking about. So next, I'm going to just skip over the summary departments, and we'll just go right into the weeds, if you will. We'll go department by department and look at the sheet. So we're now onto the numbered pages where we've got each of the department and all the expense items. Page one, first account is department 4109, the mayor's department. So as you'll see here in the 26-27 proposed budget, we've done a few things. You see a lot of pluses and minuses because we're going to start to consolidate some of these object codes that really are kind of the same thing, you know, expenses, reimbursable expenses, office supplies, administration supplies, petty cash. I mean, all these things are really interchangeable. And so to add some extra complexity around, well, do I code it here? Do I code it there? You know, am I going to be over by $100? So now I've got to come ask for a transfer. I really like to try to avoid all of that if possible and fix this going forward. So, you know, outside of the salary piece going up, which is just going to be contractually obligated, everything else nets out. So you see the salary's up 9,229, the department's up 9,229. The other stuff's all ins and outs just based on geography. The financial administration department. So again, we've got some salaries going up per contractual increases. We're able to increase the in-kind services. Again, based on a similar percentage that the rest of the salaries are going to go up. So that offsets it a little bit. You know, the other increase is our payroll provider from the city side, which is Paycor. It's not so much that the expenses are up. I just think that they've really never been budgeted appropriately. As you see, last year we spent almost $45,000. I think this year we're on track to spend $45,000. So, you know, I want to fix this and get it budgeted at $45,000. I mean, I will have to come back and ask for a transfer this year because we've only budgeted $30,000 and that's just not going to be enough. So hopefully we get that cleaned up for next year. The other favorability is $10,000 on courier service. We did do away with our courier service. The PD is driving our tax collector to do deposits. So this is something we're now taking care of in-house and saving, you know, roughly $10,000 a year to offset most of that payroll increase. Where we could, I trimmed back a few other places. So net, the department's up basically what we're up in salaries per the contract, and everything else we're able to kind of solve and manage for.
Just for the record, Ms. Patel entered the meeting at 6:06 p.m.
The next department's finance committee, no change here. This is the small stipend that the finance committee members receive. The tax assessor department, you know, salaries are up year on year because of contractual increases. And then we've got some geography and cleanup. But the main savings here is there's not going to be another revaluation next year. Therefore, you get a $90,000 pickup. And that's one of the bigger good guys that we've got in this year's budget. The tax collector, we really just have the salary increase. We did try to shave that back a little bit, but you know, when there's only a couple thousand dollars in the department outside of salaries, there's really not a whole lot you can do as far as trying to cut back some of this stuff. We still are going to have materials that have to be produced and created. There's still training, education, there's seminars that they have to go to, they have to stay licensed. So, you know, there's just some costs that are unavoidable. Go to page two now. The treasurer's office. So we held it flat, but we got to see what happens with the refunds. I mean, we know 24, 25, and even 25, 26 have been on the high side. This was really a lot of cleanup that has occurred within the office. But also typically the offset's kind of on the revenue side. If there's overpayments, we see it there. So it probably shouldn't even be budgeted here. Again, this is just something that historically has been here. The Board of Alders approves it. I didn't try to tackle this one, but I left it alone. But I'd say, if anything, this is, we might have some risk there. On the legal side, stayed flat. No change there. We've on track to probably spend that, maybe come in a little bit less this year versus budget. Last year was a heavy year, but I don't think this year is going to be as bad. HR is up because of just salary increases. Again, offset it where we could on the advertising side, but there wasn't too much money there. And then on the IT side, this is another area where geography starts to come into play. So while the managed services is up 50,000, a lot of that was because we took IT expenses out of the police IT budget, out of the police budget, and moved it into here. As you are probably aware, right, there was some issues with how the police, with their systems there. They were getting hacked, had a lot of problems. So, we've kind of consolidated everything, put it all under the same vendor. It's on the same bill. I'm managing all of the different expenditures there. It made more sense to put this piece here, especially as we want to continue to do that. There's a new dispatch software that it was approved and is going to be moved forward with from a capital perspective. That should get rid of the last piece of IT expense that was running through the police department budgets once that's completed. So again, common theme, right? We want to start to really try to consolidate things into departments where they make sense. And, this doesn't mean that the police won't be reviewing or looking at any bills for IT, because the purchase order and the approval process won't change. It just means when it goes to the coding process, where is it going to go? It's going to be a lot cleaner. It's going to all go into a certain bucket. And then again, as you consolidate it, some of these department heads is, another area where we tried to do it was utilities. They struggle. It's a big unknown what can happen with utilities. I get that. You hate to take away some of their other budget items to cover something like that. So it does make sense. I think, again, they review it, they approve it, they make sure it still makes sense. But to the extent that we have to manage, we pull it all together, we'll have a lot bigger dollars to kind of manage some of the variances at some of the different buildings and then what's happening. Hopefully, it's less overall requests. And it allows them to keep their core budget kind of intact, and they can spend it on things that are outside of, things that they can't control, like, some of the fluctuations that can occur with utilities. So yeah, if you were to, like, for instance, on the IT side, right, if you were to back out that police expense, the department's actually down 6%. The financial software costs, not that they've been reduced. This is again another adjustment. The WPCA is a big user of many of our expenses, and that's where some of the shared service comes into play when it comes to salary and personnel. However, when it comes to financial software like our QDS, this is the more appropriate place to reduce the expenditure and then again budget it more on the WPCA side. Something we've kind of historically not done. If anybody wants to stop me at any point, please just feel free, but otherwise I'm going to continue on now to page three, the town clerk. Nothing's changed here other than updated the salary expenses per all the contracts. On the registered voter side, we're anticipating a primary that may not happen. If we get any better information, certainly before we craft this budget, we can pull that 13,000 out. We have reduced the costs for the early voting in the elections. I do expect there to be less people manning, the voting booths when these happen. So that's kind of a big item. We'll see. Like, we got away with it last year. We didn't budget for it last year. We didn't end up with a primary. It worked out. we'll see, but right now it's in there. Insurance is flat year on year. You know, the liability is a little bit of a unknown. We'll see where it shakes out. We had a tough year last year. We're maybe on track for a little bit of a higher one this year too. We'll just have to see how it goes. It may be something that when I get to the end, I end up adjusting up a little bit. I would expect, but right now, when you look at that far right column, and everything I've been talking about is really 25-6 budget versus budget. The far right column has a lot of the year-to-date actuals through December. We'll update that through January, give these another look before I finalize the mayor's presentation and the mayor's recommendations for his budget, which you could expect in the first week of March for that meeting. Nothing to talk about on the probate court. Economic development, again, salary increases kind of offset it where we could with some lower departmental expenses for a couple $1,000s. On page four, the grant writer, we just moved the matching grant allocation out of a different department into this department. Again, we can argue it makes sense to be there, given that's where the grant writer expenses are going to be. But, you know, you net it out, there's really, it's not 100,000 increase overall. This is just geography. The police, right? So if you skip down to the line, and this is where I've got to go back through. I noticed a couple little problems when I was looking at this recently. This one was okay, but police is up 61,063, right? The bolded line. That's the best apples to apples way to look at it. Both the police and the Board of Ed have agreed to come in and present to you in our next meeting on the 24th. All right. So I'll leave that for Deputy Chief Grogan and Chief Todd to talk in better detail. But at the end of the day, a lot of it's going to be contractual salary increases. I know there was some question around the accreditation manager and how and why that was coming out. So I'll let those two speak better to that on the 24th. That's okay. Next page, page five, the auxiliary police, no change. On the fire department, you know, this is where again I talked with commissioner. I did add back about 10,000 compared to what he had originally submitted. You know, after talking about his repairs and maintenance and where he's trending and some other challenges he was already having, he agreed he was probably too aggressive in his first pass trying to come down by almost 20,000. I think this 11,000 is probably still aggressive, but he should have some room because we are going to buy a lot of his breathing equipment this year with the funds he's got budgeted and some capital funds that have been approved to him. So I think it's still doable for sure. Otherwise, like you said, we pulled out some of these utilities and put them into the regular bucket. We've consolidated some things into repairs and maintenance and service contracts. So, you know, a lot less object codes for that him to worry about coding to. And I would anticipate less, you know, transfer requests in the coming year. Lastly is the building inspector. This is down 2,000 overall. Again, had some geography, moved some things around, but we should be okay there. Page six, city hall maintenance. You know, this is going to be flat once you normalize for all the utility geography that we shuffled around. Fire marshals flat, was able to find ways to offset some of the expenses, but really, again, mostly just a reshuffling into buckets. Office of Emergency Management didn't change. Highway Department, this is the one when it started to get down into this, you're trying to normalize for apples to apples, that I think the math was wrong. I went back and redid it because when I looked at it today, I said, well, this should be flat. He was flat. I remember I worked through this with him at a very detailed level a few times. So I'll fix the math, but next time you see this, you'll see he's actually, you know, apples to apples, normalized down $2,000 year budget versus budget. He's not up as what you've seen there. So that was just the math error in this extra category that we tried to create to help everybody normalize what's going on in the different departments. But again, you know, overall it will be up almost at 87,000 because of the town aid. So, you know, normalized it out down here, normalized it on the summary sheet, but he will have that extra money to spend. But, you know, that said, he's going to spend it this year too when we look at the actuals. City engineer, you know, flat overall, was able to move some things around to get some more money into the property and zoning engineering services. They has been running hot. This is a good thing, right? It means that there's potentially some new development on the horizon, help with the grand list. So it's not something, it's always something that I said, look, we have to spend it regardless. You know, we're going to get likely, again, more revenue from fees or permits and things like that. So, but, you know, it made sense to bump it up where we could. There was some object code that really we weren't ever using. So we just kind of repurposed that money to keep the overall department flat.
That you have it flat here. Well, you see how it says minus 30 there? How do I read that? I know that you're saying that it's flat, and I apologize, but
it's flat budget versus budget.
And then what does that mean? It's obviously it's compared, not 30%.
Right, because in 25, 26, we're running how? We're running at like the 115.
Yep, number, yep.
Right? So it's down year on year, but.
Oh, this is picking up these two columns.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Well, this is the budget, the same in both these columns, right?
That's right.
But what it's saying, and like I said, we're trending now. We spent 133 the previous year. I think we're going to spend 115 this year.
Yeah.
Only budgeting 80, so there's still a potential risk.
And that's where I got that.
Right?
Okay, understood.
So, you know.
I'm following you.
Yeah. And I think that is an area, you know, now you mentioned it, right? I can clean up this estimate 25, 26. When I look at January actuals, I'll go back through 25, 26 and try to tighten it up a little bit. Cause, you know, I don't know if we're going to hit 115. We may end up be able to get closer to the 80 number. I'll just see what comes through with the January actuals. Yeah, gotcha. Yep. On the city utility side, so this is where we've really consolidated a lot of the additional utilities. So what used to be here was just electricity. Now we'll have gasoline, water, telephone, internet, and heating oil, gas. So more or less all the city utilities will be here. We took all the pieces out, and we were still actually, when we put it all together and looked at our overall bills, we were able to bring it down about $26,000, even with anticipated increases and so on. But that's mostly a function, again, of just looking at how our run rates have been, not only this year, but in the previous year, and getting comfortable that, okay, I think there's some room here to bring this down a little bit. Page 8, sanitation. So this is, like you said, where we've got some contractual increases of the 107,000, pulled back as much as we could, almost 10, 11,000 and some other smaller areas that, you know, we either hadn't historically used much or was able to talk Public Works into absorbing into their regular budget go forward. So again, less in these other departments. But unfortunately, that's just one that we're going to have to absorb. On the parking side, we've brought it down a little bit, about $5,000. There was some, and that's again after you normalize for pulling out the utilities. Mostly because there was a lot of parking ticket expenses that I think we're able to get rid of now that we've moved on to some better technology when it comes to giving out tickets. Public hydrants is going to be flat. Flood control, we move this department out and into public works going forward, so this department will go away. Health services is up a little bit, and these were just some requests from some of the different services. Again, I'll still have to talk with the mayor about that and see if he wants to push back on any of the ones that have kind of asked for some additional funding. I see even maybe I'm even a little light here, because I think VEMS is probably closer to 50,000 now than the 45, so I may have to bump that up. So this might get a little bit worse, unless the mayor decides he wants to push back some more. Might be able to do something on the Valley Health District to offset it, though. So I'll look at that one again. Senior Center is going to be flat, right? They were able to offset the salary increases with some other cutbacks, mainly on the instructor line, where they have historically been favorable and used that to cover some other shortfalls. So I wouldn't anticipate any kind of actual reduction in some of the services there. I think it's really more a better reflection of what's been actually happening, and just tightening things up. Community development, so this is an account we're able to just completely wipe out again. We moved the matching grants, like I said, up into the grant account. And there was some double counting going on with salaries in this department that I was able to do some research on and figure out and then recode and clean up. So again, this is where I think the actuals will go away once I put January in and all that's been kind of reclassed and sorted. Library down about 2,600, so flat again, despite having the increases in for all of the contractual increases. So was able to still find that 6,500 and consolidate some of these departments, make this a little bit easier go forward. Comes to Parks and Recreation, these are the next two departments on page 10. Kept them separate because I do think it is important to when we look at the Ryan Complex versus the community center and some of the other expenses, to just get a feel for what's going on there. Peyton Field House is entering its, sixth or seventh year. So it is probably getting to the point where we're going to start to maybe have some surprises here on the maintenance side, things that we didn't anticipate that need to get fixed. That said, we've been fortunate and we've been able to underspend in our budget here many of the years. I think we're going to bring down the budget to what we've had, but there could be a little bit of risk there. On the flip side, on the community center, there's some geography a little bit with the summer camp program and whether that's in salaries or not. And again, most of this stuff's netted out. So really, overall net, it's slightly higher overall Parks and Rec, but we're talking $325,000 versus maybe $325,000 and $400,000. It's a few hundred dollars off. And overall, not a huge part of our budget is being devoted to Parks and Rec. Board of Ed, We talked about this was their ask, 366 up, 1.8%. Youth Service Bureau, going to be flat. Look at that. Capital is going to be, well, flat after we normalize for LOSIP. LOSIP had its own department. It really, it's capital. It's part of the capital meeting. Get rid of a department. We move it into here. It's just really funding and making sure that we're spending the funding that the state gives us for LOSIP. There was a time before I got here where, you know, years and years and years went by. You start to lose the funding. You know, not good. We cleaned all that up. We used all the LOSIP funds we could, and now we just really need to make sure we keep tracking of it and we continue to spend that money. I did put there was some lease of some gear that was coming off, so I put that back into capital to, again, to continue to invest in capital. I mean, we're starting to get to a point in the city where some of our fund balance is back to where it should be, you know, 10% or better. And, you know, as budgets start to become, you know, as we start to become favorable to plan, it'd be great, you know, where I start to come to you and ask for transfers of some of this extra money into capital, right? What we can do is create a capital account. I'm going to work with, it's probably one of the big changes. It won't be in this year's audit, but when we close the books on 25-26, we'll have created a completely separate capital account where, you know, some of the stuff that's in these other random accounts, we'll pull them all out, put it all in there. When you're looking at our audit, you'll see your general fund, and then you'll see your kind of capital account. And, you know, good for Derby, right? That's what most municipalities have. Those are really the two main funds that folks like to keep track of and make sure, you know, are being managed appropriately. Citywide agencies. This is going to be, you know, really down mostly because of the Celebrate Derby 350 coming out, the 50,000 that we had in there. Offset a little bit by some of the opioid money, but really this expense, we get the money from a settlement agreement. It's sitting on our balance sheet. So this is really more spending that money. I wouldn't think of it as an increase. Again, when I spend the 10,000 here, I'll recognize the 10,000 in grant revenue when I do that. So that's really not going to be an increase. Gasoline's going to, you know, that we already moved that, but that stayed flat. The bonds. So our bond expenses is going to go up after you kind of normalize for WPCA. This is really two things. It's the $3 million in road bonds from a few years ago. So when they borrowed the $3 million, they did it in a short-term basis, which they call a ban versus a bond. And bans are nice in that, okay, you sit over here, you have the money, you can spend it when you need to, but you don't pay back the principal, okay? And you can use some of the money to pay some of the interest that comes due. So really, it kind of just sits over in its own fund, and you spend it when you need to, but that doesn't really hit your budget. Once you've spent it, which is really where we're almost at, we've almost spent all of that road bond money, well, now you've got to kind of officially bond it. And at that point, now you got to start to pay back the principal in addition to the interest. So that's $3 million. There's going to be an anticipated another $2 million from the referendum that we'll borrow. Total of $5 million. That's probably going to get us to the 462 number. You know, interest rates and how things go, we'll see. It's a little bit of a swag, but probably pretty close. And really, I would say if you were thinking about other good guys and bad guys, right, your two big good guys are no reval and no Celebrate 350 coming out. And then on offsetting that is really the bonds and the payments for the road bonds and for the referendum. I think there's 1 million left, but the plan would be to use it, I believe, in the spring. So hopefully it gets done this year. Most of it we talked about, we moved around, but we didn't change that. We left the working balance, special working balance, the same. I'll probably move all this into working balance, and rather than try to increase things, you know, I may end up just adjusting that down a little bit or up if I find some money somewhere else, and try to hover around the same place. But net is right now there's still 365,000 that, you know, historically we've maybe known about some things, whether that was contracts that were up for renegotiation but weren't done yet. So we kind of left the money there to cover us for things we knew were going to happen but weren't done yet. I think this year's a little different in that not a ton of things are coming to my mind as far as what we may need this for, other than unexpected things that happen. And it's fair, the unexpected things do happen. But it could be something that we look at, the mayor and I, as far as, is this the right level? Should it be something less? We'll see. Your payroll taxes, that's just a function of your salaries. So they're going to end up going up a little bit as the salaries have gone up. You know, the employee benefits, like I said, a lot of ins and outs here, because in 25-26 budget, we were self-insured. And when you're self-insured, you got a lot of different expense categories, stop loss, for example, being one of them. Now that we've moved to the partnership, those expenses go away, and you really just got kind of the two big buckets where we look at the Board of Ed and the city's costs for the partnership. You know, we still got some retiree medical benefits, workers' comp still in here, but those are the two big drivers. Like I said, right now the partnership's recommending a 13.5% increase year on year. That's what we have budgeted for. And, you know, again, normalize it. Now you're at 10.6 versus call it the budget of 10.15. So a 5% increase overall. And then, you know, lastly is really just the retirement section. So you've got the city pension. We've assumed that we are going to contribute what the actuaries have determined we should be contributing, which was a little over $1,000,004. Now, again, a portion of this ends up going $1,040,000, sorry. A portion of it still goes to the WPCA. So that's why this is less than that. You know, $135,000 we allocate to the WPCA, given the amount of people that work there that are part of our pension, both currently and historically. The police pension, their CMERS, this is more a function of their salary expenses and where they're netting out. And then our 401A and some OPEB expenses. So, you know, net that down slightly there, but, you know, police outside work could swing that depending on how we net out there. So, like I said, overall, if you look at the overall numbers, right, 52.9 versus 51.4, down 1.5, but that's where you got to go back to the total sheet to really start to go, okay, we're not down 1.5. We're actually up almost $1 million and change when you fix everything apples to apples. And it'd be a lot clearer when you get the revenue side of it, because you'll start to see those same items come off of the revenue sheet. But when it comes to revenue, the unknown right now, in my opinion, is that on Thursday, we're bringing in front of the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen a proposal to phase in the revaluation over a 5-year period. That would be till the next revaluation. So a lot of the large increases is around 61% on average. You know, we can take a little bit of that in chunks. That will allow us to keep a lot of our motor vehicle cap tax revenue. So the way motor vehicle works is I think it's 32.46 is the mill rate. You can't charge anybody more than that. Any, if your city or town's above that, the state will pay you a certain amount of money based on what they think you're losing. But it's, you know, it is based on how far away you are. So if you go from where we are to below 32, you lose all of it. You lose all 1.2 million. Gone. Now you don't lose it that year, you lose it the following year, so it makes it even worse, because now I'm talking to you next year's budget about what happened in Reval and how it's now costing us $1.2 million and we got to solve for it. So the hope is if we spread it out and we do a phase in, we collect, you know, you lose a little bit, but you lose a little bit over time, hopefully allows us to find other ways to grow the grand list, offset those things, and find some other things. And it'll also just slow down the redistribution of taxes. You know, when you lower the mill rate, personal property for all the businesses didn't go up anywhere near what everyone's home values did. So all the businesses in Derby will actually be getting a tax break as the mill rate comes down. So again, if you phase it in, rather than all getting a big giant break in year one and for 5 years, it now slows down the break that they're going to get over the five time, and it allows the residents to keep to pay less in taxes basically over that same period. So that's going to happen Thursday. And once that decision's made, then I'll be able to come up with, okay, what's the going to look like to solve for, basically get back to flat, cover this $1 million we're talking about, and then that will kind of help me establish that mill rate and finish up the mayor's recommended budget.
Is there a reason why you're looking at the five-year phase-in?
That's the next time we have the reval. That's the max amount of time we could do. Would be the five-year period. So you can't do more than that.
But if you wait the 5 years, then you're going to have the another reevaluation, and aren't you going to be in the same boat?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to go up another 60%. I feel like this reval was a little bit unique with COVID and everything, and the property values and all of Connecticut really kind of skyrocketing the last few years. I don't know if that's going to happen again in 5 years from now. Again, it doesn't mean you can't phase in the next reval for 5 years. There are municipalities that every time is reval, they phase it in just so that it's a little bit of a change each year, up or down, right? But they make sure it's not just big swings in that 1 year and then steady.
And I know you talked about the 24th presentation by the Board of Ed and the Police Department. And I know through conversations with you that in the past, there had been at least conversations that if a department head was not looking at an increase, there might be possibility of not doing a presentation. And I was wondering if we could request a presentation by each.
Sure. I mean, I could certainly reach out. I think it could be a bit of a challenge unless we're going to, you know, we can have those presentations, but then how many can we fit in on the 24th, right? Would be, because after that, the March, the first week of March, I was hoping for the mayor to have his presentation. Now, look, we could certainly shoot for more presentations from directors in, let's say, the first week of March and delay the mayor until the second week of March. So we could do that. I don't know if it makes sense to have them have their presentations after the mayor's budget review. I mean, I guess it just you lose any kind of opportunity at that point to really change anything. So,
well, we could still change it.
I guess we could. So,
and I think by charters, and it's supposed to be presented by.
That's why I was planning on the March 2nd, because that's really was when it was supposed to be with you. So like, if you don't mind getting the presentations after the fact, then that's certainly still very doable, because we don't have to approve anything until April. So we've got all the meetings in March scheduled. I don't know how much we're going to, you know, have questions and back and forth on this. So I could absolutely ask a few of the directors if they don't mind presenting. It would probably be, you know, library, public works, highway. I don't know that it would make sense with some of these other, you know, like HR and economic development, with the one-person departments that don't have any expenses really to present. But I would say certainly library, highway, public works, fire, right?
Madam Chair, I have a question. In the past, one mill rate or one mill equals about 800,000. My question would be, is that still generally where we are, Brian?
So it will depend on whether we phase in the revaluation or not, right? Because if it...
Technically, general speaking, is that...
Yeah, before reval, yeah. Okay. But if you go up 60%, then it's a different answer. So, but yeah, currently where we're sitting, yeah, you know, I think it was 750, 750,000 was about a mil.
Okay.
Brian, how quickly can you get us another document with the January actuals on it? Would you be able to get that in within the next week or so, so we could kind of dig into where we're actually going to land at the end of the year and what the proposed budget is that we're looking at here and how it compares?
Yeah, I can spend, I can give another once over. So this is December. I can add January actuals. And I can revisit the 25-26 forecast, look at it a little bit closer. I was obviously kind of focused more on the 26-27, but sure. I think can shoot for it. We're not scheduled for another meeting until the 24th. Unfortunately, I cannot make the meeting on the 24th. I'm going to be on vacation, but I can certainly get you the materials. And then, like I said, we've got all of March to discuss it. I mean, at that point, even in March, I'll probably add February and then give it one more update too.
Brian, I have a question. The last election, there was a $6 million that was approved by the voters.
Six and a half for the referendum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. How will that affect the bonding? Because that wasn't mentioned.
That was 2 million in the bonding I talked about. So when we, likely in April we'll do a bond. We'll do 3 million for the road bonds, 2 million for the referendum, and then I could do another 2 million for the WPCA as they continue to work on the new plant and things there. So a total of 7, and what you see kind of is estimated for what that is going to cost in 26-27 budget. But the bulk of that 6.5 is going to be down the road when fire trucks and the rescue truck actually shows up. So we don't have to pay for that now. We just have to, we ordered it. We won't have to pay for it. I think it's going to be like 3 years before it comes in.
Thank you.
Also, Brian, the state plan for insurance, it's at 13.5% increase, somewhere around there. Is that a solid number, or is that something that's going to change in the next, probably end of April, beginning of May?
They'll give us a new number in April. I don't know that we're going to be able to incorporate it in.
Right.
Maybe it goes to 12.5.
Anything, yes.
Plus or minus a point, I think is fair.
Okay.
I don't think
okay.
It's going to, they're going to come back and go, hey, great news, it's 5%.
Right? Yeah, right. So, or 17,
Yeah, or 17 either. Yeah, right. I think they've got their, I think it's about where it's going to be.
Okay.
Okay, and when did you say you thought you might be able to get that, an updated report with the January?
I can shoot for end of next week to try to send something out to everyone. I think worst comes to worst, I'll make it part of the package in the 24th. With the only caveat being, obviously, I won't be there to speak to it. And odds are there's going to be, like I said, a few presentations. So it'll probably be a long meeting anyway.
Okay.
But worst comes to worst, I'll talk to it. Well, the following week, you'll see it in the mayor's presentation. It'll be a reflection of those same numbers.
Okay. Okay.
Does anybody else have any questions? No. Okay. Thank you very much. I think it will require a lot more talking. And I'm glad, I did ask for the actuals, because when you're looking at the actuals as opposed to what's been budgeted for even in 25, 26, 26, 27, seems like there's a significant discrepancy in, several of the line items. So I think by having an updated report that actually does identify the actuals, it would be helpful. And I know on the 24th, we'll expect those presentations, which will probably take a good amount of time. And then the mayor's presentation the first week of March. But then hopefully following that, we can set up presentations by the other department heads, as we discussed, so we could go through and have opportunity to ask questions.
Sure. Yeah, and like I said, some of these accounts, it's 6 months of actuals. You could double them and see. Other ones, there's definitely going to be timing that even with January, they still,
sure,
they'll have some of those issues. But like I said, the more data you have, the better, right? So,
yeah, and as long as, like you said before, cleaning up that 25-26 projection too, with
right,
exactly. Like you just said, there are some timing issues where maybe you're not paying something out until March, April, but you know it's coming and can maybe give us that projection.
Yep.
You know, your landing point.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 7, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Jerry. Is there a second?
Motion by Laura. Seconded by Laura.
Okay. Seconded by Laura. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for coming out. The meeting is adjourned at 6:59 p.m.